این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. The safeguard Islam itself is the most important obligations all great prophets from His Holiness Adam, peace be upon him, to His Holiness Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, have strived and sacrificed for the protection of the concept of Islam. No deterrent ever stopped them from fulfilling this great obligation.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRibi English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and in this program, we try to have a profound reading of Imam Khomeini's precious words and speeches. Well, about the subject of ethics and spirituality, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said that if mankind is self-constructed and perfected, everything will come out as spiritual. Even the materialistic will become spiritual. Well, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, through this sentence, is talking about the elevated level of human soul and its importance. Spirituality in Islam is the elevation of the human condition to a level where the mind is focused on the higher and non-materialistic realities of a godly existence. In the 79th verse of Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands people to be rabbaniyin, or devoted servants to God. The message in this verse is to value spirituality more than worldly pleasure. What Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is referring to is the very same issue. When one experiences the spiritual pleasure of doing good to himself or others, the pleasure is so much that it can never be compared to materialistic pleasure.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Spring of the Truth. We're talking about the spirituality and its importance in human beings' life and level of elevation. Well, spirituality has three major elements in Islam, and they are purification, remembrance, and prayer. The first is purification of the soul. In that regard, the 9th verse of Surah Ash-Shams declares that, and by the soul and what made it perfected and inspired its evilness and piety. Surely the one who has purified it is successful, and surely the one who has corrupted it has failed. So we can see that purification means self-practice and self-building from Islamic point of view. Remembrance of God when one is up to an evil action or at any time is another element. Remembrance or dhikr can be performed at any time and any place. It can be done in many forms, either said by lips or just thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is while prayer or salat has to be performed at certain times and under certain conditions of piety. And by doing all the suggested recommendations of our holy book of Quran, the infallible imams and the great religious scholars, just like Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, one can work on the spiritual aspects of him or herself and reach the real pleasure of servanthood.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha